Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA. This is where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn. You know, our motto is also that we spread love all around the world. And we're here to educate, elevate, and entertain through the music, through yours truly, and through our guests. And tonight is our New Year's recap show of 2012. It's designed to give you a blast from the past, some of the best of 2012 shows that we now have. And they're pre-recorded, and you're going to be listening to some clips tonight. This will give you some insight as to the type of shows that we do to educate, elevate, and entertain. And if you want to hear any of the full-length shows, just go to iTunes.com, where you can download any of the shows, and you just do a search on the Love Zone USA, or Stitcher.com, where you can also listen online on your phone, or if you have a 2013 vehicle, you can listen to it and check it out in your car. Or if you want to listen to it online via the archives, just go to blogtalkradio.com/TheLoveZoneUSA and just scroll back and listen via the archives online, because we bring you a variety of ways to access our show 24/7. And right now, before we get into some of those clips from the past of 2012, let's get into some music right here, right now on TheLoveZoneUSA.com. Thank you for your support. For those of you who have been sharing our link on Facebook and Twitter, as well as emailing it to friends and family, we urge you and we ask you, please continue to do so, because we do need your support and we truly appreciate it. You know, why not share it with friends and family? And if you ever have a comment or a suggestion, just email us at thelovezoneusa@gmail.com, or just go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thelovezoneusa. We appreciate your comments and suggestions. Unlike other radio stations, we don't play just one type of music. We're not segregated, because we're dedicated to offering you the best variety of music on the internet, and we're going to do so right now on thelovezoneusa.com.
Your face.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart and live and learn.
When I think about I can do is shake my head, 'cause there ain't no explanation on this earth. Oh, you must be heaven sent with your crazy, 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 crazy love. Boy, you got me so messed up.
Part-time opportunity in the new year? Well, how would you like to join our online marketing team? Well, let us show you how you can earn some extra income working from your home with our part-time opportunity via our web consulting team. We'll even show you and train you online how to simply just send out some videos to website business owners who want to increase the exposure of their business and as well as generate additional income. If you want more information, just send an email to thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. That's thelovezoneusa@gmail.com with web consulting in the subject line. As we continue with more music here inside thelovezoneusa.com. The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart and live and learn. Like it's about that time for us to get into our clips, but before I get into the best of 2012, want to remind you that this coming Saturday, December 29th, from 5 to 6 p.m., we premiere KK Holloway. She'll be doing her show that's going to air every Saturday, and it's the new hip-hop and today's R&B, Love Zone USA. That's right, where you hear the best of hip-hop and today's R&B, hosted by KK Holloway. Well, right now it's time for us to get into some of the best of our 2012 Love Zone USA segment. So right now I'm going to open up the show with this particular segment, and you can check it out. It's about alimony, and alimony for life. So listen to what they had to say when we had our show entitled Alimony for Life here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
So, Nicole, in regards to the children in this instance, naturally we're talking about alimony, and presumably we're just taking the presumption that there's some child support in this. How does this affect, because I saw in one of the videos that this man is being estranged from his children. while she moves on with her life, or the other spouse moves on with their life with another partner, how do you feel this affects the children?
I can answer
that, because my husband is a victim of that as well. My husband was married to his ex-wife for 13 years. So, yes, there's a 9-year-old child. She's now 20 years old. The parental alienation and the attack started very early after we got married. It is now to the point he paid child support until after she graduated, which was after the age of 19. He was denied graduation tickets. He was not allowed to go to her graduation. She has continuously told him that her uncle will be walking her down the aisle when she chooses to get married. He was denied her first dance. He was denied any activity in school, like chorus or plays that she had participated in. So the parental alienation is very strong, where there is a sense of entitlement to alimony and not so much the child support.
And can that be readdressed in the courtroom, or no? Is that just something that the courts expect the parents to resolve?
The courts get parental alienation. We had filed motion after motion after motion to get visitation. There was even a specific time-sharing court order for him to make up time that he had missed with his child, and as soon as the order came down, she violated that court order, but yet they would not hold her in contempt. But if a man fails to pay his alimony in the state of Florida, they threaten to take their driver's license and or incarcerate them.
Tied up, you better stay tied up, because it's cheaper to keep her. This is from T. It says, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, and you get an attitude and pack your bag, five little children that you're leaving behind, son, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Help me say it, y'all. It's cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
See, when you get through saying that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cut the whole human race.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's cheaper to keep her.
Amen.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back to back. Thank you. on January 10th, we're going to have our three-year anniversary show, celebrating 3 years on the Internet. I'll also be celebrating 35 years in radio, as well as my 60th birthday. So we invite each and every one of you to come on out and join us that particular evening, our anniversary show, 3 years here inside the Internet. And right now, we're going to take you to a clip and a segment of one of the shows that we did entitled Cash for Love. Here it is on the LoveZoneUSA.com. Do you hear a lot about this? You're probably not in your practice, I don't know, because you're probably dealing with married couples who are, you know, having issues. I don't know if you deal with the dating aspect of anybody talking about this. Do you hear a lot about that, you know, cash for love while dating?
It comes up. It's an unavoidable issue that money is. It's like sex. Money is an unavoidable issue. It's there. It's always going to be there in the relationship. I do deal mostly with married couples, and sex and money is an issue for them, but also in dating. Women tend to be attracted to certain things, and men tend to be attracted to certain things. And cash and money is something that the female tends to be attracted to, no doubt.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Don't forget, this coming Saturday, we've got our new hip-hop and today's R&B show hosted by a brand-new host, K.K. Holloway. She'll be here, and it's going to be happening each and every Saturday right here on the Love Zone USA. And another new show that's going to be premiering in January, January 18th to be exact, it's our Love Zone Countdown show hosted by Tony Diamond, our own producer here inside the Love Zone. And that's going to happen every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tell your friends and check it out. As we continue with more of the best of the Love Zone USA 2012, here's a clip from the show entitled The Gold Digger here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
When I was the guy who was an engineer, and I remember when he asked me, I was so intimidated by him, you know, and he was a man who, he traveled a lot. I met him because his sister lived in the same apartment complex that I lived in, and I remember he invited me to go out, and I was so nervous about going out with this guy. You know, I was out with the man with no job, no problem. No problem with that one over there. But when it came to this guy who was an engineer who wanted to take me out, I was intimidated. And it's like, okay, so why is this? And I can remember my, I had another friend at that time. She said, well, girl, go out with him. And kind of, so I remember he took me to Red Lobster. That was like a big thing for me back
okay.
then. And okay. I remember when he went back home because he was there visiting. This is when I lived in Atlanta, and he was visiting there. And when he went back home, he invited me to accompany him in a business trip. And he was a man who was willing to, you know, well, if you could find a sitter for the kids or, you know, if your sister's there, take, I'll pay them, you know, I'll pay for your trip and all that. That was so foreign to me, a man who would do those things. And
now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you deal with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. When the Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave your, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's falling, yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying. stay right, girl. And when you get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
When I need a lethal weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She stays loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. Says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. She's there to love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right. She's all right. Oh yeah.
Well, we've got news for you. In 2013, for those of you who may be purchasing a brand new car, make sure it's equipped with internet radio. Most of them will be. BMWs, Mercedes, Chevy, Ford, GM. Yeah, most of the cars will be equipped with internet radio. And when you get inside it, you'll be able to check us out via the app, Stitcher.com, and click on and do a search real quick for the LoveZoneUSA.com. So that way you can take the show on the go while you're traveling on the road. We want to be mobile with you, whether it be by phone or via your vehicle, which we missed out on in the last couple of years. But now, as of 2013, we're going to be in all of those vehicles. So you'll be able to hear our shows live while you ride. And right now, I want to get into another clip from the Best of 2012. And here's one, which was entitled, How Much Rent Should the Woman Pay? Especially when you're in relationships. Here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com, here's a clip from that particular show.
Well, I've got a caller on line 6, and it looks like a female. Is this Latrice?
Yes, it is.
Latrice, welcome.
Yes. Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah. So have you been listening to our topic this evening?
A little bit. I'm just really hearing it. It has to do with financial stability, rent, couples, things like that.
Yeah, and what is your take on it? Because we've got the men on the line, and they it has seemed to be
Well, the title of the show was "How Much Rent or Mortgage Should the Woman Pay?" We've gotten off to a lot of other areas, which I think is good information for the couples out there or people who are dating this evening with our attorney. What's your feeling about commingling funds and a relationship, and once one gets married, and spending and debt, and how much money do you want to contribute to a relationship, and what's your perception about a man's role in that?
Well, I'm 50-50. I'm fair in any situation. So I don't mind paying 50-50 on a monthly basis. If he wants to pay 1 month, I'll pay the next month. But if he's making more money, then, of course, it's only right that he pays a little bit more.
Okay, so you think proportionately, if it should be in proportion to the salary then?
Yeah, for the most part, sure.
And if you were making more than the man, would you consider that the same?
Yes. Whatever makes it work. You know, I think that in a relationship, when you're constantly counting money, that's a problem. You know, the bills have to be paid regardless. So I feel that if the man is paying the rent, I can pay everything else. Groceries, take care of the kids, cable, whatever the case is. If he's paying the mortgage, whatever else I can do, I will do.
Okay. So we've come to this scenario several times where the man is paying the mortgage. Is that kind of a societal thing where women feel that the man should take care of the roof over one's head? Is that where that's coming from?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. So in your circles, in conversations with other women in your, I would say, female network, that the conversation comes up that the men should take care of the rent or mortgage, pretty much.
Well, yeah, there's different. I know a situation where the man pays the rent every month. I also know a situation where the female just pays the rent, and the man pays whenever, I guess whenever he's needed.
And these people you're talking about are married or just living
together? No, they're not married. I think if you're living together, you might as well be after a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, one of them is married, actually. One couple is married, and he pays every month. And the wife takes care of everything else.
And before I go back to Ms. McFadden and we close off, you're saying specifically that you believe in a 50-50. So that means you would contribute 50% to the rent or mortgage? Is that what I'm hearing?
I would. If he could not handle it, I would.
If he couldn't handle it?
Yeah, so I would. In, I mean, it's
going
yeah,
in, you
it's,
want him to handle it totally.
No,
right?
Of course. He could pay the bills. But, you know, if he cannot and 50% is needed, I will give 50%. Because bills need to be paid anyway. Whether it's 50% of me buying groceries, paying the car, it needs to be paid.
Right, but let me clarify this. So on the rent or the mortgage, you would pay 50% of that bill
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just want to be clear. I don't want to leave no rock and turn tonight.
Nothing in life is free. That's why I'm asking you.
Listen to your heart and live and learn.
Hello, do you have a minute? I notice you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, baby? 'Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. Account for seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I can get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your passion. I give you all. I have to give.
One of the things that we pride ourselves here at the Love Zone USA is giving you the best variety of music anywhere on the internet, especially internet radio. We're not segregated. We don't just play one type of music. We like to play a variety just for you and yours. Tell your friends about it and make sure you direct them to thelovezoneusa.com. And one of the things that we did last year, we gave away tickets. Well, actually, we gave away a contest for books for you to win. But we're going to have contests this year for concerts and tickets to shows and a whole lot more. So make sure you tell your friends and your family to tune in to the Love Zone USA. Right now, we're going to go into another clip from a show about a vasectomy. This is all about vasectomies. Got the concept from a friend of mine who told me that young lady told her living boyfriend at the time is that she was pregnant, but he had a vasectomy. Here's a clip from that particular show.
So at what point would this be the 99.9% chance that a guy having a vasectomy for 2 years that a woman could come up pregnant? Is that a chance?
It is a great question. And so when I talk to people about this procedure and I'm telling them, you know, the risks and benefits of it and try to help them make a decision to do it or not to do it, I tell them that there are two types of failures. One is early, which is what we've already talked about, and the other is late. Late is much rarer. Again, the thing fails 4 out of 10,000 times, and it's a minority of those that are late failures. But what happens in late failures are somehow the thing grows itself back together, okay? And believe me, there are people studying this. There's other stuff in the human body that we're trying to get to grow back together, and we can't. And there's no reason that any of us should have evolved the ability to reconnect this thing. You know, there's no analogous event to a vasectomy in nature in the animal kingdom that should have made any of us, you know, have a tube that can grow itself back together. But there it is. Lo and behold, you know, it does this. And so plenty of people have studied it and tried to figure out why. Now, the only reason I tell people this, one, I want them to understand, look, it's a possibility. It's a remote possibility, but it's out there. Two, if, and I tell them the exact same thing every time, if 2, 3, 4 years goes by and your wife gets pregnant, before you assume it's the mailman's kid, I want you to come in and do a semen analysis.
Thought I'd find out where you've been, and you never thought I'd find out. think about it for a while.
Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back.
I'm
How would you like to join our online marketing team? Well, are you looking for a part-time income? Well, let us know. All you have to do is email us, and we will let you know how you can earn extra income working part-time from your home with our part-time opportunity as a web consultant and join our team. We'll even train you online and show you simply how to send out our video to website business owners who want to increase the exposure and awareness of their business to the many listeners that we have, as well as generate additional income and revenue. If you want more information, just send an email to thelovezoneusa@gmail.com and put web consultant in the subject line. As we continue to bring you more of the best of, right now I've got a show entitled Due Diligence. Do you know how to do due diligence while you're dating? Well, listen to this clip and you might get some insight.
Absolutely. But then it takes me back to the woman who was, I guess, somewhere during dating. She asked the guy, was he married? And he said, I would presume he said no. I'm just assuming that he said no. For her 3 years later to find out he was married when she started pushing up on him to ask.
But I'm sure there were, you know, I'm not there. I'm never present when people are, what's going on. So I can never, you know, always
right.
say I'm sure of anything. But
right.
my guess is that more than likely there were conversations going and questioning going on in the 3 years. And maybe the person was able to put her off by saying things like, oh, it's just, I'm just not quite ready yet, or, you know, talking about how bad the prior situation was and how difficult it was and giving various reasons why the person may not be ready to, quote, unquote, jump back into something. It's more than likely there were conversations in those 3 years about marriage and different scenarios or justifications or explanations were given to put it off. And it wasn't until, you know, she, sort of gotten 3 years into it and almost, you know, basically pushed the person against the wall where they had no choice and wasn't accepting any more excuses or justification and found out the person had been, you know, misrepresenting their marital status, which people will do. And sometimes people have the gut feelings and they really don't want to know the truth. But it is out there for people to find. That's the thing. I mean, a simple Google check a lot of times will bring certain things up. Again, some of those searches for people's records and backgrounds, which I think cost, what, $40, those can be
right.
done. And some people go as far as hiring, you know, private investigators. And a good private investigator will find out a lot of information from what kind of car, the person's relatives, where they live, where they've been living, records, marriage records, how many people they sued them. It's a good private investigator can find out quite a bit.
Well, also, I'm going to bring in a gentleman that was on the line earlier. He's our technology guru. And matter of fact, let me bring him in right now before I talk about the gentleman in the news that has 30 kids. Barry, are you with us?
Hello, yes, Barry? I am.
Yeah, I noticed that you IM me about the Google. Ms. McFadden had talked about the Googling of a person as a basic check. And could you tell people a little bit about your background and what you feel about Googling someone?
Well, I Googled myself and took me about a little over 20 different responses to actually find me on Google. And I said, okay, my name isn't very common, so I can imagine, you know, if a young lady tried to Google, say, Roger Johnson or Will Harris or something like that. And then I Googled Michael W. Thomas, and he's a well-known radio personality, used to be, part of a large corporation with CBS Records promoting music and a few other things of notoriety, and I got like 37 different Michael W. Thomases before I got to him. So I don't know if trying to do Google checks on normal, non-famous people would be very prudent.
Close the door. Let me give you what you've been waiting for. got so much love to give, and I want to give it all to you. Close the door, no need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's me and you now. I've waited all day long just to hold you in my arms. And just exactly like I thought it would be, me loving you and you loving me. Rub your back where you say sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. Come here, baby.
Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back to back.
Come on and walk with me.
get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound to you? You see, 'cause it sounds so good, it sounds so good to me. Come on and go with me. Would you do that, baby? Come on over to my place. Would you do that, baby? Would you do that, baby? Come on and go with me. Come on over to my place.
The Love Zone have had tremendous growth since our beginning back in 2010, and especially this year. It has just doubled and tripled our audience, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for your support and just mentioning the show simply to your friends and family and associates. So we'd like to thank you, and we really appreciate your support, and we hope that you continue, because we're going to continue making the show better, bigger, and bring you more interesting topics as well as celebrities and interesting content. And we like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We really appreciate your support. And because of that support, this particular show was the number one rated show out of all the shows that we did this past year. Here it is in 2012. It was entitled The Mistress, here on the LoveZoneUSA.com. Next young lady I want to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, is a former mistress. I'm not going to use her last name, but she has been an actual mistress, and we want to talk to her for a bit, and then I'm going to bring in Dr. Grant and bring back our author as well. But right now, I'd like to introduce to you a young lady who's had experience as a mistress, and we'd like to thank her for coming on and shedding some light on this whole phenomenon that's been around for many years. Like I said, started off with the song, "Ooh, Baby, Baby, My Heart Went Out to Play, and in the game I lost you." And that's what Ocho Cinco is experiencing right now. Those words were written many, many, many years ago. So, Diane, are you with me?
I'm with you, honey.
Diane, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you accepted my invitation to come on the show and talk about this. So tell our audience your name and how you got into being a mistress, because I'm sure that's not something, you know, in the fourth grade when they, you know, say, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up in life? And people raise their hand. That's probably not a thought. So how did this happen to a young lady like yourself?
Well, first, my name is Diane. And I don't define myself as being a mistress. It's not something that I define myself with when I was going through it. It's definitely not something that I define myself with now. It just sort of happened. Honestly, it was a friendship that started out many years and just sort of moved over into a relationship.
clock on the walls, that's just about all. And concluding our New Year's recap, best of 2012, we hope and trust that you enjoyed it. And if you did and you'd like to hear any of those segments, just go to iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, or TuneIn.com. Type in the word, the Love Zone USA, and you will be able to pull up our shows and search for the one that you particularly have interest in, whichever one it is. We appreciate you and appreciate your support. And feel free to share it with a friend or associate, because as we always say, we're here to educate, elevate, and entertain. As I always say in closing, I've enjoyed your company. I hope you've enjoyed mine. For those of you who did, I'll see you another time. Whatever you do, do it with two. It's more fun than one. We're here to spread love all over the world. And in closing, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very healthy, prosperous, and happy New Year 2013. We'll see you next week live here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Oh, acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Old acquaintance be forgot.
Happy New Year.